Good morning, Libana. Here's a summary of the news for this Thursday, November 20, 2025.
Today, we wake up with snow alerts at low altitudes in the northern third with a 70% probability during the day. Drizzles with lows of 0 degrees and highs of 8 degrees. Wind gusts up to 15 kilometers.
Diseño y printing de labels, cards, brochures y packaging en Líbana. Visita alejandrobriz.es.
Snow covers the peaks of Picos de Europa as a prelude to the major storm that activates the orange alert for today. The white blanket is already visible in Collado Hermoso, awaiting a heavy snowfall this Thursday, which has activated the first orange alerts in the neighboring province of León.
In our valley this weekend at the Líbana Study Center, the 7th European Mountain Film Festival kicks off. From November 22nd to 23rd, 2 days dedicated to mountain cinema, with screenings, discussions, and meetings with filmmakers specialized in nature and adventure. Perfect for lovers of mountains, culture, nature, and cinema. More information at deliebana.es, events.
Rosa y Julián Butcher Shop en Delicatessen, en Potes. Especialistas en Líbana Beal. Call 942-730-212.
Agriculture will open aid for differentiated quality in December, with 2 million euros for promotion and certification. Councillor Julián Martínez Lizán announces the calls during the Columela Awards and emphasizes that quality designations are the guardians of our emblematic foods.
In the field of tourism, we know that non-EU travelers and Generation Z are driving luxury shopping tourism. Luxury shopping tourism continues to grow in Spain thanks to the increasing arrival of wealthy non-EU travelers and Generation Z. Specifically, tax-free spending by non-EU tourists on high-end goods grew by 5% year-on-year at the end of the third quarter of the current year, exceeding both the global average, 2.5%, and the European average, 4%.
Hostal Restaurante Peña Sagra, en Ojedo. Cozy rooms, homemade menu, and familiar treatment. Book at 942-730-792.
In sports, Spain begins its forgotten Davis Cup against Czechia. Ferrer's national team, which will not feature Mercy and Alcaraz, debuts this Thursday in the quarterfinals against powerful Czechia. The players appeal for team unity.
Santos Cerdán, upon his release from prison after 142 days, states that lies are being told and there is a lot of manipulation about me. For his part, Magistrate Leopoldo Puente has ordered his release, considering the risk of evidence destruction seriously mitigated. Social Democrats lose Copenhagen's mayoralty for the first time in a century. The United States and Russia outline a 28-point peace plan outside Ukraine, reducing the Ukrainian army by half, and the Donbas territory for Russia.
Olga Beauty Salon in Potes. Body treatments, facial cleansing, teeth whitening, eyelash perm. Book your appointment at 637-982864.
The Fuente de cable car is operational for today. There are no notices of scheduled closure or maintenance for that specific date. Find out at 942-73-6610 or by checking the official website before you go. The main access roads to Líbana are open and passable with no serious meteorological incidents reported for tomorrow. No closures or mandatory use of chains are foreseen, but there are ongoing works that may cause delays in the gorge.
On this day in history, on a November 20th like today, in 1975, Francisco Franco passed away. A coincidence with the death of José Antonio Primo de Rivera, also on November 20, 1936. He was executed by firing squad in Alicante prison. Sentenced to death for conspiracy and military rebellion against the Republic, which concealed his execution for 2 years, during which he was known as the Absent One.
Friends, we're done for today. We hope to see you back here tomorrow for a bit more information. We wish you a good day.